Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Kevin Papp. He is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and he is in the midst of harvest as we speak. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Not in the studios, just standing in the middle of a cornfield.
Well, you know, that works as long as we have the technology to get it done, right? So you are also quite busy with international trade as it relates to crops and the production that we have here in Minnesota. Apparently, you're heading over to Belfast for a meeting next week.
You know, we're very fortunate in Minnesota, really in this country, to have the resources and the ability to grow more than we can use. And we have that international markets are so important. You know, in Minnesota, on soybeans, for example, every other row is exported out of the state. So certainly international trade, that demand from those countries, you know, remember 96% of the people in the world don't live in the United States, and they all eat and they all would like our Minnesota, our U.S. products. So we're very excited to have the opportunities to trade internationally. Have the opportunity next week to be in Belfast as the chairman of the Trade Advisory Committee of the American Farm Bureau on the North American European Union Trade Conference.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you'd like to see happen at this event in Belfast?
Well, whether it's trade, whether it's a bilateral trade agreement or a partnership, Trans-Pacific partnership, as we're moving to the conclusion of that. Important thing is that we get rid of those tariffs, you know, and really all a trade tariff is a tax at the border to make sure we all have the same opportunities. So we're going to continue to work at having open trade, having a rules-based trade system, and just having all the partners sit down at the table and talk about how we can get our products into other parts of the world.
And what does this mean for the farmers and agribusiness in Minnesota then?
Well, this means increased demand. You know, we've got the ability to add value here through animal agriculture in Minnesota. We've got the ability to add value through renewable fuels, whether it be ethanol or biodiesel. But we also have that opportunity to increase the demand from international trade. So it's a significant portion of, like I said, every other row of soybeans is exported. So 50% of our market leaves the United States.
Well, Kevin, it sounds like you've got your hands full with harvest. We really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and chatting about international trade with farm goods, and wish you the best.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Just everybody remember, this is the time of year. A lot of combines, large, slow-moving machinery on the road, trucks and tractors. So everybody just be careful out there on the rural roads.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Kevin, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.